Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joined in the studio now by Lance Enderle, who is one of the citizen organizers of the demonstration, protest rally, let's call it a rally, at the Capitol today. Good evening, Lance. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good evening, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm very well. You just got into the studio. Have things wrapped up at the Capitol for the day?
They wrapped up about 4 o'clock, 4:30, right after the House session, House vote, one of the House votes.
What is your reaction to what occurred today? Were you pleased with the turnout? And maybe, you know what, let's back up one more step. What was the intent of this gathering today and the goal?
The intent was to draw attention to what most people would consider, or who I've talked to, pretty draconian cuts within our state budget. We're not saying they don't need to be made. There has to be cuts. But you don't do it at the expense of the people. There's other ways to do it. There's other things that need to be cut. And I'm sure we've got other areas and departments that could use a little fat trimming versus programs that would benefit the people and really stimulate the economy, one of them being the earned income tax credit. That right there, that's immediate money right into Michigan's economy. So if you're a small business owner out there, you should be screaming about this. Granted, we all don't like to pay taxes, but that's a reality, and it's sort of one of those social contracts we have with society that, you know, I was granted a public education. I've been given the benefit of public safety. I've got public roads to travel on, and, you know, it's my obligation to pay back. I've got to make sure the generations have it. So whatever the cost is, you know, we've got to do it. And granted, again, cuts need to be made. But I'm also one that needs to say we might need to be raising taxes too.
Well, and that's a fair statement to say that we may have to cut, but there may need to be taxes. The earned income tax credit has gotten an awful lot of attention even before Governor Snyder's budget proposal came out. Why do you think that one is hitting people so hard?
Because the reality of this of it is, when you look at it, most people who earn that tax credit are low-income families. Those families are really fighting just to put food on the table and to pay their heating bills, especially this time of year. When they get that money, that money goes directly into the economy. It's not like people who are working, who have steady incomes and have maybe $1,000 in the bank, which in this day and age, having $1,000 in the savings account, that's pretty tough for a lot of people. That's the reality. So you look at that, and just the impact that it has, it puts food on the table. It pays a heating bill. It gets somebody out of debt. It gets a car payment going that might be, you know, stopping a car from being repossessed and eliminating somebody from getting to work and making that $6.75 an hour that they're making. Because these are the people that it affects, and there's a lot more of them out there than there are people making a good what we'd consider a good income.
Good income. At the rally today, part of the point was not just to walk around outside. It was actually to meet with legislators. And so if I'm correct, my understanding. Okay. So there were approximately how many folks there today?
We had at least 1,000, maybe 1,500. We were broken into two different groups. We had a smaller group of about 200 people at the Capitol steps, and we were rotating those people out because it was a half-hour wait to get people credentialed to get into the Senate and the House office buildings. But in the Senate and House office buildings, there's approximately 1,200 to 1,300 people.
And the goal there was to actually meet and speak with legislators.
Yeah, but they all were dodging everybody. You know, these were people that were coming to talk to their representatives, regardless of political affiliation or whatnot. And most of them dodged them. Went out the back doors. You know, I mean, it turned into somewhat of a sit-in for the most part, from what I got. I was on the Capitol steps, but that's from what I heard to some degree. You did have some representatives that did participate and talk, but it wasn't like you'd expect. It was definitely not representation of the people.
Now, there were, my understanding was there were some Tea Party members that were also, that was a much smaller group.
Maybe 20.
Okay, so they were just there to be in counter to the rally. To the message of the rally.
I don't know what they were there for. I didn't communicate with them. I mean, they were entitled to be there. You know, this is America, and we all have free speech, and I love protest. The more the merrier. But, You know, that was their thing.
Not your thing.
I didn't worry about it.
Did you help to organize this? Sent out messages on Facebook. We love social media here. Did you think what's gone on in Wisconsin the last week or so, was that a direct impact or was this already planned?
No, this was spontaneous. Last week, on top of the governor's budget, there was a couple what a lot of people take as direct hits towards organized labor and collective bargaining. And people can say what they want about organized labor, but if you're in the private sector and you sign a contract, thank you the unions for allowing that to happen, because you wouldn't have a contract outside of that if it wasn't for unions pushing for that years ago. And what's going on with that is they introduced this bill, it's House Bill 4214, which gives emergency managers the ultimate authority. I mean, they get czar-like powers. It's not like they already don't. We conceded that in the state a long time ago. There's emergency manager provision. If a municipality or a school district falls into financial crisis, or with schools, AYP, things like that, the state or whoever, the state will come in and designate somebody to watch over that. Usually that comes with whole new staff and everything and brand new contracts. Well, this new piece of legislation, what it's insinuating, and well, it's not insinuating, it's there. It's a very passive-aggressive piece of legislation. But what it does is now we can agree, I hire new staff as this czar. And we can, you know, the unions can come in and collective bargain, but it doesn't really matter, because even though if we agree on it, we can sign the contracts and 2 days later I can say, you know what, it ain't going to happen. We're not going to go that route. This is what you guys are going to take, and that's the way it is, because we're saving money. Well, that affects our fire department. That affects our police department. It affects staffing. You know, I mean, it gets below safe levels. But not only that, it takes away that ability of what's right is right and fair is fair. I mean, you go into a job, you're expected to make this, you're told you're going to make this, you sign a contract, and then they have the right to nullify it. Now, people in the private sector are saying, oh, that's normal. But no, it's not, because in the private sector, you're able to take recourse through the courts. Public sector employees can't do that.
This rally today was largely union members and supporters. Do you think the message was heard, even though some of the legislators weren't available?
I believe it was. Like I said, I haven't seen a turnout like that in a long time. And when you look at the time of year it was, we're talking, what, February 22nd? We just got 8 inches of snow over the last 2 days. And when I got up this morning, it was 10 degrees out. We had 1,500 people downtown Lansing. That's a good thing. I mean, I saw friends of mine that are non-union people that I invited through the Facebook that came down from Marquette. So we had people from Marquette, Kinross, Bay City, Flint, Traverse City. They came in from all over the state. It was, you know, it was, people saw the importance of it. They're voicing for people who couldn't be here. And there are a lot of people who couldn't be here. And then again, hey, you're asking a lot of people to get out in 10-degree weather to do something.
Well, it's certainly important that all voices be heard when any state is facing the budget difficulties that Michigan is. So I appreciate you coming in here today. Any more rallies planned at this point or discussed today?
It's going to be up to what the legislature's doing. This one, like I said, this one came out of Friday afternoon. This was a 3-day planned event. We got 300 people there through Facebook, and then whoever else we got through emails from like Friday at 7 o'clock. So I think it was a pretty good thing, and it does show the effects of social media and how that, you know, does have an impact on what we do within society. So.
Very good. Well, Lance, I appreciate your time today coming down here. I mean, the more information we get from all sides of any story, the better off everybody listening is. Information is power.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, even though there's two sides that don't agree, the truth's in the middle. So, well, you know, we got to find it out.
And we all have to get together to make it work.
Exactly.
So we're all Michiganders, and we certainly want things to go well. I appreciate your time very much, and for you to come in this evening. Like I said, you've been at the Capitol all day long and working with the rally, so I appreciate your time coming in.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
I look forward to talking with you again. We've been speaking with Lance Enderle, one of the citizen organizers of today's rally at the Capitol. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.